you are not consulting an oracle here, or having your fortune told, because an oracle does not give you instruction on what to do with your life. It doesn't predict future events, but it points your attention toward the hidden fears and motivations that will shape your future by their very unfelt presence within each present moment. And then once seen and recognized, you know that feeling, aha, that's what I was up to. Once you see and recognize what's there, these elements become absorbed into the realm of choice, and that allows you to move forward. And then the question people have asked me is, how can the random selection of marked stones tell you anything about yourself? Well, as my friend Martin Rayner, who's the head of the Department of Neurophysiology at University of Hawaii, said, perhaps these rune interpretations are simply so evocative that each one contains some point which can be accepted as relevant to some part of what is happening at the limits of consciousness, any day, any time, to anyone. I mean, that's a pretty careful scientific statement. And yet, you know, the coincidences pile on one another until they begin to look appropriate. And the only negativity in this oracle, the really nice thing about it is the only negativity occurs in relationship to blocked growth. And all the positive aspects are transcendent and transforming.